man. I gotta pay my bill.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold,
but it's crazy. In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
No more music.
Wow.
No more.
What's up with
I'm
that,
I'm banning
man?
It.
Oh, you're banning the music.
That's what's in these days.
Come
we're banning
on, man.
Music. There's no music to be had on this podcast.
Okay.
There'll be no music.
None whatsoever.
Good luck, ACLU.
Jesus.
Filing some sort of injunction on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening.
Okay.
We're keeping music out of the podcast.
Is there anything else we're banning? Because I'm sitting on an ice cold brewski.
Put it down.
Okay.
No more beers.
No more brews.
No more beers.
All
we're
right.
banning it.
We're banning it.
I wish we could ban airports.
Why?
Less people would be showing up there.
Okay. Or just ban protesting?
No, just airports in general, because then we're like,
we're
suppressing their rights.
Alex?
As buses.
Where would you get drunk
hang
and miss
gliders?
A flight?
I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't be a problem anymore.
Okay.
Everything would be okay.
If
so we're banning music,
mm-hmm.
banning beers,
mm.
airports.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Catholics.
Those are the ones causing all the trouble.
Those are the ones we got to be
diddling
worried
those little
about.
Boys.
That's right. I saw Spotlight.
Yeah?
I saw Spotlight. People don't forget.
I did not see Spotlight.
I didn't see Spotlight.
That's the one where they
shine
the light.
It seemed like a very heavy. Where they had the, I guess you could say they had a spotlight pointed right onto these priests. They were diddling little boys.
Are you watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia this season?
On the Netflix one?
No.
I'm watching the most recent season on Netflix.
Oh, man. Well, that one's great, but this season is also great. So they got a great joke in that where they're basically saying, oh, the worst thing you can do is diddle little boys. That's the one thing you can never come back from.
I mean, it's up there.
And the girl is like, well, what about the Catholic Church? And Dennis is like, oh, yes, the Catholic Church. They did sidestep diddling boys very masterfully, and they did.
Power move.
Power move indeed. Dude,
brush
that show,
it right into the road.
It's Always Sunny, man. I watched the first episode of this newest season that just started airing a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They still got it, man. And they're like 9-10 seasons in. Those guys are fucking geniuses. I think they're about 2 clicks away from the South Park guys. I think I'm not kidding, man. I think that show is that funny and that consistent each time. Their musical numbers, like, you know, every few seasons they'll do like a
right.
music episode. They're always fantastic.
Yeah, that's
and
very
that
true.
That was the first episode of this new season, and it's great. It's great. I sound like a broken record, Alex. Every show on FX is fantastic.
It is.
And
really
I'm seeing promos for Baskets.
Dude, I gotta tell you.
And I'm wanting to get on board.
It's
really
one of my favorite things to watch right now.
Because not a lot of people
it's
talk
pointless.
About it.
Have you seen Portlandia?
I love Portlandia.
Okay. You like Portlandia, you're probably gonna like Baskets. Baskets to me is like a Portlandia sketch that just didn't end.
Mm.
And it had an entire series
mm-hmm.
based around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it seems like a weird sketch that they would put together. Where it's like, oh, he's a clown that goes to clown college in France, but he doesn't speak French, so he flunks out. So he comes back and he gets paid like nothing to be a rodeo clown in Texas.
Is he in Texas?
Or maybe in California.
Okay,
so he's one of those places, but he's doing.
I like
it's,
that
it's
dry
hilarious.
Humor that Zach Galifianakis is known for.
And it gets dark at times.
It looks like it gets
and
dark.
And then when it gets dark, he like says something like where he's just completely oblivious to what's
is
going
Louis
on,
C.K.
and it's funny as shit. He's
a
the
producer?
Executive producer, yeah,
mm.
and helped write it. So it's a good one. It's a good one.
I'll check it out.
It's very odd.
Is it?
It's very odd. But if you're into that absurdist type of humor, I would definitely recommend checking Baskets out.
I'll have to check it out indeed.
Chip Baskets is his name. Great
Chip,
name.
That's his name?
Great name. Chip Baskets.
Chip Baskets.
His brother's name is Dale Baskets.
I feel like I would have been a clown in an alternate life.
Eric Stone Street was a clown.
Eric Stone Street was a clown in real life. Not
in,
just
in real
the,
life.
In the TV
yeah.
show.
That's why I said that, you dick.
I know, dick.
I would have said Cam. I would have said Cam
okay.
if I was talking about him.
Secretly,
and
also
not a real
one of
life.
My favorite shows right
That's
now.
That's a very good one. But, okay, we've talked about this on the show. We always talk about this on the show. Shows that Chris hates on me for watching.
Oh, yes. All right, so listen.
Chris was bringing this up.
I was going to kind of... Hold on, let me set the stage, actually. Because I wasn't sure if I was going to use this for my not cool, but I guess I'm not, which is I'm really troubled now because now I don't have a not cool.
Well, then you want to just brush over it? Are we going to brush over this conversation?
No, we don't have to.
All right, fine.
We can...
We're not banning this.
Yeah, we're not banning
this. This is not a banned topic, guys.
So I record all my episodes of Modern Family, and I always watch them back like everybody else does, and I skip the commercials, but every time I skip the commercials, I always see the last 10 seconds of the last commercial, and it's always the same promo on the same channel or whatever. It's always Chrisley Knows Best. And today, in passing, I kind of looked at... I jokingly, I asked Alex, Alex, are you familiar with Chrisley Knows Best?
Oh,
and what was your response, Alex?
Yeah, I love that show.
I fucking love that show was Alex's response.
And like, I love that show. I'm not saying...
And I'm
not
buried,
saying
I buried my
show.
Face in my palms and I shook my head aggressively.
But I'm not saying it's my favorite show. I'm just saying that it's one of those shows, it's trash TV, and I get it.
Trash.
But when you watch trash TV, sometimes you just... You appreciate it. And it's so bad that it's good. It's like, this guy is not gay, but he's got every quality you would think. Like, if you when you hear him, you think this guy is super gay.
I can't.
But he's got a wife, he's got four kids and all this shit.
I'm all for watching trash TV.
Like, he sounds
like
Nancy Grace.
I spent 2 hours last night watching Cops, and I consider that trash TV. Like,
I don't know about that. You learn about justice at that point.
Yeah, you learn about justice. I consider
trash TV.
What
or
is trash
learning
TV?
How to fend off bad guys.
Because one man's,
spins on right
one man's trash TV is another man's, you know, stories.
Right, okay, so this is a little... This is
what?
All sodas.
Is this Chrisley?
Grayson. You're not,
Grayson.
You're not
Grayson. He's got the male version of Nancy Grace's voice.
How can you like this guy but hate Nancy Grace?
Because he's not just a fear-mongering dick.
You gotta watch who you're talking.
Is his first name Chrisley?
Todd Chrisley.
Oh, God.
The Chrisleys are the family.
Blow the nipple.
Oh, well.
Blow the nipple.
You gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
It's so this annoying.
Is almost to your vagina.
My God. You
my
look like
God.
This is why people don't like people from the South.
Well, that's what I'm striving for.
It
me.
Is. Every stereotype.
This
that's how we got the show.
Happen. It's just me and you. That
where do they live? L.A.
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta.
They used to live next to Usher and Chipper Jones.
Really?
Fun little fact for you right there, huh?
Is that right?
Pulling that one out of the Chrisley vault. Huh? How about that? So I recommend you guys go check out a little Chrisley Knows Best.
No, don't do
it's
it.
It's not bad. And it's 30 minute episodes, like you could totally burn 22 minutes. It's not awful, and it's like it's one
reason,
of those where you're just like, whoa.
The reason why I wanted to bring this up though is because I was what originally was gonna be my not cool was gonna be like the biggest, you know, first world problem ever, which is the when you're skipping the commercials and you have to watch the last 5 seconds of the last commercial, and it's always the worst commercial. It's always either Chrisley Knows Best or that other show, Throwing Shade. I don't think you had heard of that one. It's the worst fucking concept of a show. It's just two
throwing
millennials
shade.
Throwing shade. They're the most annoying
just talking
duo.
Shit?
Yeah, basically. And like,
what if, and I'm just spin-zoning this, what if Throwing Shade was really just like their lamp guys? And they're just like, you know, this lamp is too bright. We need more shades over it. How are we going to...
Throwing shade.
Or also, maybe they're like landscapers.
Uh-huh.
They're landscapers. And it's like, you know, what if we put a palm tree right here? It's really going to give you enough shade.
Sure.
I'm just thinking these are maybe better ideas for that show than what they got going on. And they got the name where they can still
whenever
transfer
you see
it.
The promos, I don't know if it's on TBS or TV Land. In TV Land, I just thought of
it. I don't watch TV Land, so it seems like
comeback.
It might be on that.
Dude, TV Land is like... Remember a few years ago when History Channel was making the switch from... History Channel to what it is now,
history.
Which is just like Storage Wars.
It's just history.
And
they changed the name from just History Channel to History.
Oh yes, you're right. Of course,
I like to call it the H.
History, the H. But now it's just Storage Wars and Hoarders and stuff like that. TV Land is doing the same thing because it used to be TV Land is just reruns of Hogan's Heroes and
are you a fan
Andy
of Hogan's
Griffith's
Heroes?
I love Hogan's Heroes.
Just because your name.
When I was in 8th grade, my teacher would constantly refer to Hogan's Heroes, and he made me watch Hogan's Heroes, and I love it, actually.
It's about Hulk Hogan, right?
No, it is not.
It's not?
No.
I thought it was his sitcom.
No, not even a little bit. It's about Nazis. They're making fun of the World War II.
Oh, really?
Are you being serious? Do you not know what it's about?
I honestly didn't think it was about Hulk Hogan.
I know you didn't think about Hulk Hogan. But anyways, TV Land is making a switch from Andy Griffith and Hogan's Heroes to young, hip, and I think Jim Gaffigan's show is on there.
Yep.
There's this show Teachers that's on TV Land, which actually looks kind of funny. I see promos for it all the time because I watch TV Land. Yeah, and they're trying to switch to this young, hip, deal.
And Young, Throne, Hip, and
Throwing
Kooky.
Shade is one of their shows on there, and it's awful. It looks just fucking awful. It's like Samantha Bee. If Samantha Bee had a partner, Throwing Shade would be just like that.
Hi, I'm Samantha Bee, and I am liberal as fuck.
She's so annoying.
And I'm not scared to say it.
She's so annoying.
I'm not scared to tell you that I'm going to take the women's side.
I don't know who
and
I hate
girls,
more.
Get on board.
Who do you hate more, Samantha Bee or Chelsea Handler?
See, like I don't hate Chelsea Handler. I think she's funny.
I hate Chelsea Handler. I despise
Chelsea
her.
Chelsea Handler is the one that always did like, the topless
on
pictures,
e.
right?
Yeah. She's.
I thought that was funny. She was just trolling because Instagram would always take it down.
Naked and ugly and ugh. Ugh.
But
I don't think she's trolling either. I think she's like, oh yeah, I'm posting my hot naked body and I'm surfing.
I don't
surfing.
Think that at all.
You don't think
I
so?
I don't think. And I also, I don't hate Samantha Bee. I don't really like, I don't like who she is now. But when Samantha Bee was like
on
prime Samantha
show?
Bee on The Daily Show, she was funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Which is why she got a show.
I understand that.
Some people are just not meant to be ringleaders,
no.
as they say.
No.
As they say.
No. They're not meant to drive the ship, mm-hmm. as they say. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we have like, we've discovered this awful program that is Samantha Bee's own show, but Spin Zone. Another woman got a chance to make a show right there, huh?
And there,
living her dream.
There are not
living
enough women in late night. I remember a couple years ago seeing like a...
Well, yeah, they got to put the kids to bed.
That's awful. You're going to get in trouble. I remember a couple years ago seeing a picture of all of the late night hosts, and they were all white men. And that was the headline, like, what's wrong with this picture? They're all white men kind of thing. And this is like 3-4 years ago. And I'm so surprised that in 2017, especially when Letterman's job was up, and then,
I mean, you know what ratings are?
What's that? Higher. Through the roof.
No, I'm just saying, like, do you know what ratings are?
Do I know what ratings
are? For, like, TV
are?
Shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you put a chick there, you're not going to get those. You're not gonna
get... Is that right?
I'm not being that guy.
You know, being
just
that guy?
Kind of saying. Name one
like,
chick.
People like to stare at a pair of tits.
If they threw Amy Schumer out there, I'm about to be a hell of a little crazy late night talk show. She doesn't care. She will talk about her vagina all the time and won't hold anything back.
Who would be the woman? Like, I don't think it'd be Amy Schumer. That's too obvious. I think they'd get like Tina Fey.
I don't think Tina Fey would want to do that. She's not a talk show host. Amy Poehler wouldn't want to do it either. And those would probably be like one and two.
I don't like Amy Poehler at all. The reason I don't like Amy Poehler is because remember a couple years ago those NFL commercials after Ray Rice beat that chick and we had to be shamed about beating women for an entire season of football and they had those No More commercials.
Wait, Ray Rice hit a woman?
Yeah.
What?
What? Yeah.
No way. Oh, yeah, I'm just kidding. You kind of paused. Like, he remembers this, right?
Yeah.
What am I going to have to really explain the Ray Rice thing?
Anyways, she was in the No More commercial.
Maybe the most well-known elevator ride in recent memory.
Right up there with the Jay-Z and Beyonce sister.
It's up there.
It's up there.
One and two.
It's up there. Yeah, that's why I don't like Amy Poehler, because she was in those No More commercials, and she annoyed. And those commercials just annoyed the
Everybody shit. Was in the No More commercials.
But I just remember her in particular, because she wasn't wearing any makeup.
We just need to start, like, what's hot right now, I feel like, is getting upset and, like, starting campaigns to, like, end things that are very obvious should end.
Mm.
Like, hey, let's end having ice on the roads when it gets cold.
Obviously.
Nobody likes that.
Right.
Let's end everybody driving slow when it rains, huh? Huh? No more driving slow when it's rainy.
No more.
Like, that's what people like to do right now. It's like, don't hit women. Yeah, everybody fucking knows that, guys.
Yeah, politicians have been doing that for the longest time. Like the No Child Left Behind. Obviously, No Child Should
It always
left
reminds
behind.
Me of that Office episode where Michael wants him to run the marathon to cure AIDS. And like, we already have a cure for, or not AIDS, it's rabies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We need to find a cure. Like, we have a cure. We've had a cure for years. And it's just like, that's a very easy one to go after, man.
Right.
Yeah, okay. We did it. We did it. We found a cure.
Good. You didn't
yeah,
do much.
Years ago.
That's funny. Need to go back and watch The Office.
The Office is pretty great.
Is it?
I think so. I think it's a great show.
Okay.
And I don't care what you think, Chris.
As long as you think so.
I know so. I don't just think so. Well, why don't we actually start a podcast, huh? How about that? That would be cool. Episode 159.
The 159th
spin around this podcast universe. We're going to be talking to you about a little Super Bowl. We're going to make some predictions, tell you how you can watch the game with us. We got the Comeback Kid of the Week segment. I think we might also debut another segment, or maybe just a a part of the podcast. I don't know if it's a segment or just a thing we're going to start doing from now on. And, you know, we got your not cool and we got your answers for you. But why don't we get you kicked off with a little bit of Where You Been?
Hey, you.
Where you been?
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 Where you gone? Where you gone?
Since you been off.
Where you been?
Where you been?
You know what? I completely forgot I was banning music.
Yes, man. What the hell?
Well, all right. You know what? We're going to allow the Ladalettes. We're going to allow the Ladalettes.
Because we got to have our intros after all.
We got to have the intros.
Otherwise, the people don't know what we're talking about.
It's going to kind of be a loose band. it's a loose band. Whenever, whenever
we're enforcing it very strictly.
We're not playing like music under us the whole time. But just, it's kind of lenient. It's lenient.
We're
very like, when we're in charge of band things, we're kind of cool. We're pretty cool. We're, go on.
Devil may care kind of thing.
That's good. We're good.
Right. Alex, where have you been, man?
You know, I have been doing a lot of stuff right now. It was Emma's birthday weekend.
How old did she turn?
She turned 26.
26.
Growing up, right before us. So she left on her birthday, which was Monday. So I was like, well, we're just going to do a birthday weekend. We did Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Very nice.
It was a birthday fun.
Nice.
We tried the old Sunday fun day on Sunday. Hadn't done that in a while. And went and got some breakfast. And
where at? Where'd you go?
Oh, no, we went and got lunch. We got some Panera.
You got Panera. Brunch. Did you get brunch?
Well, we were going to go do brunch, but everywhere was packed, and it was like 11:30, and I was like, now we're kind of like...
Yeah.
Like, we're in the brunch zone, but you don't want 30 minutes of brunch. That's too... Like, I'm not going to commit
to
brunch.
What time is brunch? What?
I think brunch is between 10 and noon.
10 and noon.
That I mean, I'm not...
right.
I'm no expert, but I think that would probably be a prime
brunch,
time.
You know, you can... Get to brunch at 11:30.
Because to me, breakfast is before 10.
Breakfast before 10. Yes.
I mean, you can still eat breakfast. Like, I eat breakfast at like 11 a lot.
Right.
On the weekends.
Right. Oh,
but,
yeah, absolutely. I eat breakfast for dinner.
But
tonight.
Then, like, at that point, it's already like, okay, well, we could also consider this lunch, so.
It's like brunch is just, you know, boozing at breakfast.
I think that's really all it is.
Basically. So if you're having a scotch with your scrambled eggs, brunch.
That's a man meal right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you that. So we got some mimosas we were making.
Nice.
We got some champagne. And we were pretty much just day drinking all day.
Day drinking. I
we
like
were
it.
Gonna. My family was going to take Emma and I out with my brother and everybody to dinner for her birthday. We had to Uber to dinner because we had been drinking all day. And they're like, did you show up on an Uber? Yeah. We were drinking all day. And then we drank all day, or the whole rest of the time we were there.
Right.
We got nice and boozy, and it really nice kicked my ass on Monday. I was feeling it.
Oh,
were sure.
you? Oh, this is Sunday, yeah.
Not as young as I once used to be.
Uh-uh.
That age catches up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it caught up to Emma as well. We got to dine at a fine Italian establishment.
Mm.
Maggiano's.
Maggiano's.
Maggiano's, I believe
Love
is the correct
Maggiano's.
Pronunciation. That was pretty great.
I don't think you can beat... Obviously, we're in Houston, and everybody says all the best food is Tex-Mex, but man, fucking Italian kicks Tex-Mex's ass, in my opinion. I love Italian food. Is it not the best foods? You got the pastas, the lasagna, the chicken parmesan.
See, to me, I just go pizza. I'm a pizza guy. I mean, I don't get that at nice Italian restaurants. I go with the ziti or the shrimp and I want to say lobster carbonara.
Nice, see?
It's pretty good
I
stuff.
I love it, man, pretty and it's good just stuff. Good. And the red wine and the love Italian.
But you can't beat a pizza. I think if you're going to go anything Italian, pizza's number one.
That's lazy.
Is it lazy or is it the best thing?
I mean,
thing,
that's different. Like,
one.
There's a difference between pizza and spaghetti, right?
I will definitely
pizza
give you that.
And lasagna.
Yeah.
Right.
Pizza's the best of all of them, though.
Okay, Alex. I'm saying to you is that you give me a nice chicken parmesan, I'll take that over fucking Papa John's, which I know is what you're going
to
get.
Well, I wouldn't consider that Italian. I mean, if I was going to a fine Italian establishment and they made pizza, I'd probably go pizza.
Okay.
Agree to disagree.
That's your new thing.
Agree to disagree. I'm going to try and do that. Just says a lot. That's just my... That's what I'm basically saying. Says a lot, Chris.
Says a lot. Says a lot about your character.
All right.
All right. So you went to the Maggiano's on Sunday.
The whole Emma's B-Day weekend thing. Got a gym membership.
Oh,
gym
look at you.
Still have not gone to the gym yet since then. But it's all about...
You're supposed to go right after you sign up. You're supposed
are
to,
you?
Every time I sign up for a gym membership... Excuse me while I belch. Every time I sign up for a gym membership, I'm always signing up in my workout clothes. So as soon as I'm done signing the papers, I go directly to the locker room. and do my thing.
See, when I've signed up for gyms before, you have to like sign out. Like, I've had to sign all this paperwork and shit, and doing all this dumb stuff, and you got to take the photo ID or everything. And like, this place was super cool, and they're like, "Oh, just enter your phone number and scan your finger, and you're good. Right, you can go in." I was like, "All right, this is tight."
Yeah, it's
too. And it was way easier than I thought it would be. So I was just like, "I'm gonna go get rid of all the paperwork, so I don't have to like finish." Like, right. I figured it would take a long time, and it didn't really take a long time at all. But now, I mean, I haven't gone yet. I'm planning on going.
You know what the best part is about having...
We were podcasting today, so I couldn't.
You know what the best part is about having a gym membership?
Every time I pass the gym, then I go, that's my gym right there. And it feels like I don't really work out like when I'm passing it, but it feels like I'm working out a little bit just because I pay them.
If you go week three and you've only been a couple times, you're going to start feeling a little shitty about yourself. It's like the golf clubs.
That's why I did it.
Remember in the beginning of the year, I was getting into golf.
And now you just got golf clubs hanging
out.
And
now I just got golf clubs hanging out, and they're staring at me, Alex, in my apartment. Every time I walk past them, they're like, haven't used me in a while.
You practicing your putter? You getting like a cup out?
No.
And you're like,
not even a little bit.
Let me practice this.
I've not picked up those things. They're collecting
dust. Practice my short game.
Anyways, the best thing about having a gym membership is that you can
A
gym mem. You can lose this apartment, and you can be fine. You can...
That's a very, very, always, very good point. A lot of people don't know.
I know a guy who was homeless. Not homeless, but like he just didn't have a legal, you know, place
homeless?
Of residence.
Homeless or somebody that knows how to use his resources.
Exactly.
Spin zone right there.
And he'd take showers at the gym and go to work. And, it can be done.
I think I've told it on this podcast before. Back in high school, we used to crash at Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, yeah. When you were drunk, right?
Or, like, when we just knew we were going to be, when we knew that, like, whoa, I have a curfew and my parents won't be cool with that. I'm going to say I'm staying at so-and-so's house. Psych, going to this party, and then if I don't have a place I can crash, I'm going to Lifetime Fitness.
Yeah.
And they're always like, you can't sleep here. I'm like, okay, we won't sleep here. And then you just move to a
different
place.
Where would you sleep? In the locker room?
All right, well, we slept several places. We used to sleep in the locker room because they had couches. They had, like, a TV with couches there. Uh-huh. We would just go lay on the couches. And then, like, they started waking us, like, you can't sleep here. We're like, it's 24 hours. 24 hours.
Shut up.
And then,
did you have a membership there?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay,
we did.
Good. Okay.
And so then,
I can't sleep here. God, I feel so bad for the guy having to shoo away the
but
drunk
to me,
teenager.
Like, why?
Why?
No one's here.
Yeah,
no
that's one's a very good point.
Like, this is the one thing you have
it's
to do tonight.
Fucking 3:30 a.m. Nobody's here.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that this couch was high demand. Says the guy that's sweeping over there because no one's in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
We would go do that. Then we'd sleep on the benches in the locker rooms occasionally. And then we started thinking, like, people put bare ass on these benches. We're not going to sleep here.
Yeah, I know.
But what was cool is you could just take as many towels as you wanted and make, like, a little pallet.
Right.
So then we would go – when it was summer, we would go outside into the little pool area that they closed off because they wouldn't come chase you out after there.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just move a pool chair back and, like, out of sight, and we would crash there until the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally got wise to that. And they also got wise to the fact that we found out how to turn the water slides on. That probably was more of a red flag than us sleeping there.
Hellraisers?
Or did we have a 24-hour membership that we were not getting full access to? That's what I'm thinking. Spin zone right there. Then we it all ended, basically, when we slept in the yoga studio. Because
we
had gotten kicked out over and over. Well, no one was in the yoga studio. And then we were like, fuck yeah, we got yoga mats. So you stack, like, three yoga mats up on the little pallet. You got 85 towels. We were comfortable as shit. And then at, like, 5:30 in the morning on a Saturday, somebody's waking us up because they got a yoga class at 6 o'clock, and we were interrupting it.
Dumbasses. Oh, my God, that's funny.
So, that's what we used to do.
Good stuff.
It was pretty clutch, though. It was pretty clutch. And
a lot of trouble.
In the mornings, they would open up and they'd have the little, like bar there area where you could go get, like, a smoothie or whatnot.
Right, little Jamba Juice.
Yeah, just swipe my card. It's my parents' money. I'm good.
Oh, that's funny.
And then, like, my friend's mom would always be like, well, where were you? We were at Lifetime and we didn't see you because we would always, like, our generic go-to place that we were when we didn't want to tell where we were is Lifetime. Like, well, I was at Lifetime and I didn't see you. And my friend's arguments with his mom with the business. Oh, really, Mom? You didn't go in the men's room? In the men's locker room to the steam room? Because that's where I was. I was in the steam room. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's good.
It was pretty great. So, yeah, you can totally live if you just have
absolutely
a gym membership.
Absolutely.
So that's where I've been. And then also, I've been watching some Chopped. The Food Network.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love me some Chopped.
Good show.
I love all things
And now
food.
I don't know how to cook.
I've been trying to get into it, man.
I should be, like, chopping up, like, parsley and shit right now.
Is that when they give you, like, four obscure ingredients and you got to make the best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have pig's
feet. Love that
feet.
Idea.
and bacon and something that's not pig related that I can't, ramen noodles, go.
Right, yeah.
Oh, and a milkshake. And like, what? I'm just going to use. Just going to use the sugar from the milkshake, and I'm going to do this and blend it out.
Extract the sugar from
what? The... How? You have 30 minutes to cook all of these things. I would have never known.
I've been trying to get into cooking. Yeah, cooking's great.
But Chopped I've noticed is great. Some not cool stuff about Chopped, and I'm going to bring that up in a later segment that we know. Where have you been, though, buddy? How have you been?
I've been all right, man. You know, same old, working a little bit. So Friday or all last week, I was talking to a coworker about Fogo de Chão, Alex.
Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de Chão. I'm sorry.
Fogo de Chão. That's the correct.
You've been there, right?
Yes.
You're familiar with the concept. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Fogo de Chão,
a Brazilian churrascaria.
It's a Brazilian steakhouse, and they'll just bring fucking chunks of meat
on swords.
On swords. On swords. Basically, yes, and they'll just cut these chunks of meat as much as you eat. You pay $50, and
you get a little red, a little red card coaster, and a.
So I was talking to the coworker, like, man, yeah, we're gonna go to Fogo one of these days, and finally, I was like, fuck that, I'm going to Fogo now. So I call up my brother. We don't go to Fogo though. We go to Tradisal. That's the place we usually go to. It's the same thing.
Ooh, really? Shortchanging it there, Chris, aren't ya?
It's the same goddamn thing. I swear it is. I've not been to Fogo.
I would say that Fogo de Chão is the Mecca.
Is it?
Of Brazilian steakhouses. That's what I hear.
Well, we were closer to Tradisal, so we went to Tradisal.
You really settled.
And really settled.
Fuck. Says a lot about you, Chris.
Does it?
Hmm.
Oh, so man, Saturday afternoon, I just fucking chowed down on some on steak and meat. I felt like I was there for an hour. There should be a time limit.
No, there should not be a time limit. You should be able to stay there all goddamn
day. If they were smart, they'd give you a time limit. But, you know, they're not. I stayed there for what felt like
an hour. What are you talking about? They charge you like $50 a head. Mm-hmm. Nobody, like 90% of the people that go there do not eat their weight in the meat. You gotta go, like, you gotta be dead when you leave. You are meat sweating halfway.
But you're obviously getting so much more for your money, right? Because I'm eating well over $50 worth of food.
Oh, yeah, I always go.
Well over $50.
Because you and I... are team players.
Right.
We don't understand mess what's going on. Like, oh, did I spend $50? Guess who's getting $50 worth of food?
Exactly.
This guy.
Guess who's getting $100 worth of food?
Have I been full for the last hour and a half?
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Did I have to go throw up in the bathroom so I could come back and eat more? I did, but I'm a champion, and that's what I do here. I don't quit. There's no quit in this game.
You order waters, and you're there for... You can stay there for at least 45 minutes and get your money's worth, and you're good.
And then what they always do, at least at, I don't know if you're low-class steakhouses, not Fogo's. What Fogo does is they bring out these, like, plantains that are delicious as shit, and they bring, like, hush puppies and all this other stuff.
Mushrooms.
Get that out of here. Get it. But, like, it takes a while sometimes for them to bring you the plate. I'm like, oh, you're good to go to the buffet. And I always just, like, the second I sit down, I'm like, I can go to buffet.
Can I go to the buffet?
Okay, cool. And I go grab a salad plate. And I just fucking start loading up because I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting around for you to entice me with all your delicious stuff.
And then they start bringing you the shrimp and the fish and, oh, it is unbelievable.
And the bacon. Then the bacon
God
wrap.
God bless the Brazilians. I think that might be their best invention. Think of another invention that the Brazilians...
Soccer.
Think of a second best invention that the Brazilians have come up with. And they're steakhouses, man.
That statue guy.
The Jesus?
The Jesus.
How do we not know the name of that thing? It was said to us a million times over.
Christ
the
Redeemer.
There you go, Christ the Redeemer. Well, anyways, their steakhouse is on point. Good on them.
Oh, would you say like soccer or steak? I mean, maybe Brazilian steakhouses are a better invention than soccer.
Absolutely, they're better than.
I mean, I know where you're going on this because you hate soccer.
Fucking soccer's stupid. They look like a bunch of retards out there. Not using.
I mean,
their hands.
I think they look like athletes. They're pretty in shape. Have you seen some of those guys?
Fuck David Beckham.
Cristiano Ronaldo's pretty pretty cut.
Is he? Bag.
I mean, come on, buddy. I notice.
I'm just saying their
steakhouses
are some of the best.
Some
of the finest eateries.
You're going to like Minuti Coffee of steakhouse of Brazilian steakhouses.
What do you mean?
You're not going to the Starbucks.
Okay.
You're going to like Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Really?
Which is Canadian, which might make it worse.
I get it.
We'll go to Fogo de Chão.
We're going
to. But the best thing about Fogo
Didn't
is everybody's like,
speak for them?
Yeah, I did. I did some spots and I got to eat there for free one time. And it was, I got to tell you one thing. If you're eating at a Brazilian steakhouse and you know you're not paying, whoo! Wait! Oh, man. It was awesome.
Oh, man.
I had to take Emma, and I was like, "You don't, if you don't want to eat all of that, like, that's cool." And she ate a lot, did not like work herself into a sweat like I did.
Right.
But I was doing that, and I paid for it the next 2 days, it felt like.
Yeah.
And it was totally worth it because I didn't pay a dime.
I'd pay $50 more if they were to give me just one to-go container.
Like they give you like one size,
like just
one. And like you can put anything you want in this.
All you want, whatever you want, any cut, any whatever.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. You'd pay $100.
I like how they have the giant hunk, like just a giant
so hungry.
Fucking hunk of meat. And they're like, all right, how do you like it? Medium well. Okay, over here.
This
This side. How do you like it? I like it medium rare. Oh, over here then. It's like, man, how do
Gaucho
you cook
chefs
that stuff?
Is what they're called.
How do they cook it like that, man?
They put it Jesus. Over that roasted that fire like that, where they have it sideways up on the fire.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. They got it right when you walk into Fogo de Show and you'd see how they cook it all. So maybe you should go to the nice establishments, Chris, instead of your Walmart,
Walmart
of Brazilian steakhouses.
Fuck you, asshole. What's the other one? There's Tradisau, there's Fogo. Isn't there one more?
I don't know. I only go to the good one. So.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Where else have I been? Went a little bit downtown to the whole Super Bowl experience
downtown.
Thing. Down. Yeah.
I just think of that Macklemore song.
Always. Walking around downtown a little bit. They got that place fucking decked out, man. All lit up, all nice.
This
and
is
fancy.
How Houston really is, guys. I promise.
Yeah, no, not even a little
You can
bit.
Walk from place to place here in Houston now. It's like New York. You can just walk
yeah,
around.
You just
the
hop on
no,
the
you
rail.
Can't, you can't. The rail goes 2 miles.
Yeah, no. Nobody takes that shit.
Takes you to the end of downtown and you're still stuck. No, this is how it is, guys. This is how it is.
My traffic, though, I can already tell, like, especially last night when I was driving home. Because I live on Memorial. You take Memorial straight to downtown. Just right to downtown, like 2 minutes. And it's already fucking backed up yesterday.
Yeah.
Especially last night.
So Sunday's going to be
looking
pretty
forward
bad.
To that. Looking forward to that indeed. All week is going to be bad. So yeah, it was pretty cool, I guess. I guess we're going to try to go tomorrow. Because I didn't do too much exploring. I picked up one credential and kind of walked around a little bit Radio Row.
So, this is a new little segment / bit we're going to try and start working on. It's called, I don't know what we're going to call it yet. I like spin zone. I think spin zone's a fun word, fun way to say it. I think inside the spin room would be another good one. But I think spin zone is going to make it just a generic, this happens all the time on the podcast. You basically take something that's, you know, it might sound bad, but you find a positive spin on it. Or you do the opposite. You take a positive thing, and then you kind of put a negative spin on it. And we're going to go downtown to the NFL Live experience, and we're going to try and put a little negative spin on some of this kind of stuff.
Oh,
about
that's
Super Bowl.
Easy.
Like Devontae Freeman, running back for the Falcons. Do you think his parents would be more proud of him winning a Super Bowl? Or maybe had he finished college? Just things to think about. Julio Jones, great athlete, right?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Would he serve this country a little bit better had he used that athleticism to fight ISIS? I don't know. You'd be the judge.
Ridiculous.
This is what we're going to ask the guys on the street.
Okay.
Because we here at Pass the Gravy ask the important things.
Mm-hmm.
We ask what every average Joe's not going to ask.
The hard-hitting questions.
These are the questions people want to know but are too scared to ask. And we're not scared. We got the balls. We got the balls. The cojones.
The cojones.
The huevos, as they say.
As they say.
So that's what
you... Should
we
talk a little bit about football?
We can talk about football, but why don't we talk a little bit more? Since it's like Super Bowl, we need to push that back a little bit, make it exciting, build up to it. Why don't we do a little bit of this newer segment we've got? The little comeback kid, huh? How about comeback kid of the week? You got one? Are you like, have you prepped for this segment anymore?
No.
Or you just kind of...
I'm not sold
Hanging.
On it yet.
All right, well, I'm sold on it, and I came prepared. Daddy comes prepared Daddy every week.
Is your back hurting?
It's the comeback kid.
The comeback kid
of the week. The comeback kid of the week. Bitch.
No, guys, I've been asked several times by many people.
I'm trying to think
is
what
this
that
a, is this available on ringtone? No, it's not. Unfortunately, we're working on that right now. We're trying to make it a ringtone. I know it's the hottest intro song of the season, I hear. But yeah, comeback kid of the week, basically where we find, you know, somebody that hasn't really been in the news or something maybe hasn't been in the news lately, but now it's back. And that's what we'll do, and we'll kind of just discuss it. It's basically a way for us to shoehorn things that are going on in the world that haven't been going on in the world or have been, but we're bringing them. This is our way to just kind of like shape shit that we want to shape shit into. Mm-hmm.
So, it gives us an excuse to talk about old stuff, basically.
A little bit, yeah. So I'll start off. I got a couple for us. Muslims. Muslims, they're back.
Yeah, where did they go?
How about that? They're back in the news.
Okay.
Banning things, also back in the news. And airports.
Airports,
because all three of those things we've had the
like. When was there a time we were talking a lot about airports?
We weren't ever talking a lot about airports, but they're back in the news now. Now we're talking about them all the time. We're talking about them all the time. You heard it. Christmas travel.
Hold on.
You talk about airport travel all the time around Christmas time, and then it takes a little break, and now it's back. Right there. Now it's back in the news because people are going to airports to protest.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Great.
Which I don't understand.
Now Trump's got us going to airports.
I told you this today.
Thanks a lot, Donald.
Yesterday. I don't understand the people who can find out about a protest and drop everything and just go.
I'll go.
I don't have anything going on.
All right, I got nothing going on.
All right, I'll go to the airport. Fuck that. I don't want to go to the airport to pick up my mother.
So, I guess, Donald Trump, Donnie.
He's back also?
On Friday... put some ban on...
This is for you, John.
That's very John Joffe right there.
He'd appreciate it.
So, all right, I need you to kind of explain this a little bit to me.
What?
He banned Muslims from certain countries from coming in? Or did he just ban people in general from certain countries?
Certain people from... people who are coming from certain countries.
Regardless of your religion, right?
Regardless of your
religion. We just seemed like it was called the Muslim ban because that's what everybody wanted you to
any
say when they hashtagged it.
Any people seeking refuge cannot come.
Okay.
All the refugees. So, you know, refugees. Because Trump's whole thing is he's saying, all right, all these people who are coming, who are fleeing these countries seeking refuge, they could be terrorists.
So they could also not
be terrorists. They could also not be terrorists. But for right now, we're going to stop. We're going to put a halt on anybody coming to this country from these seven countries.
Can you name the seven countries?
Can I name them? No.
Can you name the seven deadly sins?
I can. I saw seven.
Can you name seven periodic tables of periodic element tables? There we go.
No, it was not there.
Seven elements on the periodic table.
There
we go. That's what I was doing there.
Sure.
Was I? Did I not know what I was talking about, or was I trying to build you up so you would feel confident in your science ability? Spin zone right there.
Well, anyways, what do you want me to explain? Trump said, "All
right." So the ban was not on Muslims.
No,
okay, but everybody made it seem like hashtag Muslim ban was a big thing.
These are Muslim,
traditionally Muslim countries.
Yeah.
And that's why they were back. You know, everybody wanted to go to the airport to ban them or to bitch about them being banned. And then another thing, this is a little one you can connect the dots with. Uber. Uber's also a comeback kid of the week, I would say, because apparently everybody was pissed off that Uber was still picking up people from the airport. And so they were now the big thing this week.
I found out about the Uber thing before I found out about the airport thing.
Well, all right.
I heard
so
about the Muslim
thing. The cabbies all around all the airports are like, you know what? We're doing this. We're boycotting it. It's like, you get the right to do that.
Yeah.
You just lose business.
At JFK, they were like, fuck that. We're not.
And so Uber was like, okay,
they
took off surcharge pricing, which is where you're overpriced because the cabbies aren't picking up people. So more people were in demand for Uber. They're like, you know what? We're not even going to do that. We'll still show up. And then everybody, Uber, you don't care about this, you Trump supporters. Fuck you bunch of cucks. Mm-hmm. You cucky Trump supporters. You're stupid, and I'm deleting Uber. And so the big thing this week was, I hope everybody's done it. I don't know if you did this yet, Chris.
Deleted
did you?
Uber.
But no, you can't just delete it. You can't just delete. You got to go screenshot when you got it up. You're holding down on your phone, and it says, are you sure you want to delete the Uber app? You got to screenshot that, then you got to
tweet it out.
Yep. Because...
because you don't want to be that guy
who
deletes.
You don't want to just do it.
You don't want to be principled and not have anybody else know about it, right?
Right. You want everybody to know. Because
you want everybody to know.
You're supporting the cause.
Right.
You're supporting the cause.
Exactly. You got to let everybody know how great of a person.
Right.
You got to let... people need to understand how big of a hero you actually are.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is a guy that doesn't just, like... it doesn't just sit around and let things happen. He deletes apps,
right,
man. This is a real go-getter. This is
right.
the guy I want to get behind when shit hits the fan. This guy's going to delete any app that goes against his beliefs.
When I think of the pantheon of people, you know, going against the system, going against the grain.
This is one
standing up to injustice. I think of Rosa Parks. I think of the Mandelas. I think of the Gandhis of the
and
world,
then you
right?
think
and then I think of
the Uber people.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm glad we're on the same page here, Chris, because this is groundbreaking.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, you had
all these people. I mean, granted, They got a little shit-faced the next night and needed a ride home, so they reinstalled that Uber app. Okay.
All right. We'll allow it.
You know, for that brief moment.
Hey, we're here at Pastor Gravy. We support people getting home safely. Spend zone right there. Regardless of how you get home safely.
But for the brief moment, they did delete that Uber app. But they were a little more self-righteous.
Fun thing that everybody was also doing, because this is a big reason why everybody hated Uber, because Lyft donated like a bajillion dollars to the American Civil Liberties Union. I remember
Look
that.
At you.
Right? ACLU. Yes. There you go. They donated a bunch of money to them because they wanted to show that they cared. So everybody's like, "Oh, I'm Team Lyft." I don't know if you know this, but we can't get Lyft in Houston. So I'm not going to use Lyft.
No.
Also, Lyft kind of seems like it sucks compared to Uber because
it's just piggybacking off of Uber's
it's
idea.
It's basically the exact same thing.
It's
just
the same
with a
way
name.
I feel about Harry's Razors. Like Harry's
Dollar
Razors,
Shave Club.
Just copying our Dollar Shave Club. Come on, man.
I agree. I agree with you on that.
Thank you.
Let's be real.
Are you a Dollar Shave Club man?
No.
No. It's the
best edition.
You cannot beat it.
I like the Gillette Fusion with the little vibrating.
But how much do you spend on razors, Alex?
Well, I use the same razor. If you blow dry your razors, that they don't rust or wear out as fast, so it lasts you about 3 months.
Mm.
So I go through like one razor every 3 months, and I spend like $11 on it. It's golden. I don't have to buy a replacement, so.
That ain't bad.
I don't really shave a lot.
No, you don't.
I should shave way more than I do, but I don't shave my face every day like a lot of people with real jobs.
Right.
I have one of those jobs where I can like go in sweatpants if I really wanted to. But
I don't know why you don't.
Because I want to show. You dress like the job you want,
not the job you have.
Even if you really like the job you have, but I just want you. It's like I want him to see. Like I want to be here. I'm not a sweatpants walking around kind of guy. I used to be that guy when I was working part time. I didn't really give a fuck,
dude. You did not give any fucks.
But,
when I first met Alex, he gave no fucks.
None.
Literally
none whatsoever.
Zero of them.
So Uber is a comeback kid of the week. Do you have any for us? I got three more if you want.
You took all the good ones, man.
Okay. All right. Then I got Bill Burr. Bill Burr's comeback kid of the week. He's got a new special coming out. Walk Your Way out on Netflix right now. Go check that out. I have not yet seen it, but the second we're done recording this podcast, I plan on queuing that up, and maybe me and Chris are going to stay here and watch it. I don't know.
Who knows?
Only we can decide.
Only time can tell.
And then my final comeback kid of the week, FedEx. They're back in the news. I don't know if you have seen this. Good.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about this? You've seen this? It's been the news.
Heard about
the guy there, he was doing his FedEx job, working like a regular American citizen that cares about his country, and he saw some a-holes over there trying to burn the flag. Apparently they really sucked at burning the flag because they couldn't do it twice, and he just ripped the flag away, walks off, and then they tried to start lighting it, comes back and fire extinguishes the shit out of that flag. And then when they try and get in his face, fire extinguishes the guy in the face. I thought it was a classy move. And FedEx was like, you know what? Because then everybody was like, fire this FedEx driver. He's ruining my rights and you're infringing on it. Like, we're gonna stick with the dude.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that didn't let you burn the flag, we're going to kind of...
Yeah, we're going to...
Looks... It's bad press
exactly.
If we fire him for stepping up for our country right there.
Right.
He's a patriot.
He is a patriot. We should have him on this podcast.
I wish we could.
Thank him for his service.
If only I knew his name.
Give him proper credit.
So that's my comeback kids of the week.
And
you don't really have one yet.
I swear, Alex, I'll have one next week.
Says a lot. Says a lot, Chris. Says a lot.
You're like my boss who's not yelling at me, but is simply just taking note. Like, all right, I will chamber that, and I will write that down, and I will revisit it later if I need to revisit it later. I feel like my future in this podcast is in jeopardy.
Nah, it's probably not. I mean, let's be real. I'm pretty lazy. We have had Jessica for how long, and what does Jessica do? Honestly, people ask me sometimes, like, what does Jessica do? I'm like, we're trying to figure it out still a little bit. You know what she doesn't do? She definitely doesn't type, right? Well, we've missed about how long have we missed of this podcast? Let me check. Oh, about 44 minutes.
How about that?
None of our readers are going to get any of that, so... They missed Comeback Kid. They missed all that stuff. But what they won't miss, though, now is sad for MeUndies, our great friends at MeUndies. Because, you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, Chris. So maybe you want to get that special somebody some MeUndies. So, like, you can get some matching undies to go with them. Because whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. But instead of making a statement like Superman's tights over his clothes every day, your underwear is probably boring. MeUndies is here to change that. Every pair... of MeUndies is made with sustainably sourced modal, which is a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, it's free. There's no questions asked. They have dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping in the U.S. and Canada is free, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair and get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/podcast to receive 20% off your first order. That's MeUndies.com/podcast. I believe I read the wrong copy. I don't really care, though. So, sorry, MeUndies. Yeah, that's the comeback kid of the week. I guess now we'll move on to some football. Apparently, there's some sort of game.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Game is going on. It's this bowl.
Yes.
Everyone's saying it's terrific. Is it the terrific bowl?
I think they're calling it the stupendous.
Great bowl?
No, not neat. The great. That doesn't
it's
sound
it's a really,
right.
really neat bowl.
Ordinary?
Super bowl. That was it. That was it. That was super. It. There we go. It took me forever to think of it.
Alex, the Super Bowl is in Houston. What do you think?
In H-Town. Well, I mean,
I know I've asked you this a million times, but were you in Houston in 2004?
I was 13 years ago.
Okay. Wow, 13 years ago.
I think it was 13 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because I was 10 or 12, 2004.
See, you're not even sure. You're not even sure.
It was in 2004. We're in 2017 now.
And so, now we're in the future.
All right. So, yes, like I said, I was kind of downtown a little bit walking around, and they really lit everything up. It's nice. I don't really care, though, that the Super Bowl is in Houston.
To me, I mean, like I like the Super Bowl, and I'm going to watch it every year. But once your team's not in it, it's not as fun. You know, like,
obviously.
I love the Giants. I like football. I love football.
You
but
like who?
I love the Giants. The New York goddamn football Giants. So, okay, tomorrow
when we go
down.
One thing I like about
down,
the New York Giants, though, is that they're known the New York football Giants.
It's the best thing. Well, when they get their paychecks, all the players get their paychecks, and it's from the New York football Giants.
New York.
Because they used to have the New York baseball Giants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they moved to San Francisco.
Right.
Hmm.
And they called them the New York baseball Giants?
They did at yeah, the point because they right. had two teams that were the New right. York Giants. So that's why they had to decipher them. But then when one team moved, now it's just like, I feel like football. I'm talking like I'm in the 40s now. I'm like, ah, the New York Giants. Football Giants, boy!
I know, I like that.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, Wyatt Tittle! Run on the field!
I can't say the Dallas football Cowboys.
Dallas Texans.
I know the Dallas Texans.
They were not the Dallas Texans.
They were
the
Chiefs, yes.
Dallas had two teams.
They did.
And I would say the Texans were cooler than the Cowboys.
Wow.
Okay. I think, okay, so
I will say that their logo might have
way
given
cooler.
Them
way
a
cooler.
Run for their money.
So, we're going to go down to that NFL Live thing, mm-hmm. and they got some ESPN going on right there. I've been thinking, you got to make a sign that gets us on TV. I want to make a Pass the Gravy podcast one, just put our logo on it. I think that'd be cool. But you can't just get on TV with that stuff. You got to have the sign that's the go-to sign. So, I'll have the sign that's the go-to sign.
You're not going to have a Harambe sign?
No, everybody's doing Harambe now. I'm going to have the sign that just says, remember when Dallas blew a 13-3 record? Right? Right? Wow. Or just maybe Dallas blew it. Just wow. Dallas blew it. But that'll get everybody's attention. And then sure. they'll be like, oh, what's next to it? Oh, Pass the Gravy podcast. Let's go check that out. We're going to take stickers. We're going to pass stickers out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be fucking loving this podcast.
Good times. Yes, absolutely.
Or they're going to completely hate it.
I didn't even think about no stickers.
Yeah, we're going to mark it.
We've been sitting on
every
stickers
NFL logo, we're going to cover up with a Pass the Gravy logo. And then we're going to get kicked out. And I don't care. That's
you're
what we're
going to do.
That's what we do here. We go balls to the wall here, Pass the Gravy. We care about
baby.
You guys.
So what are your predictions?
Well, right now, New England's a 3-point favorite. I think, yeah, Brady's looking for Super Bowl number 5. I would, selfishly, I would like to see the Patriots win.
Agreed.
And I guess personally, I mean,
I don't care about the
Falcons. You
can
hate on the Patriots all you want. I don't not like the Falcons. Matt Ryan is a super likable guy. I love Devontae Freeman. I love Tevin Coleman. I love freaking Julio Jones and Taylor Gabriel and all those guys. But Vic Beasley. Those are all good guys. Just you're not the Patriots. The Patriots are fun, and
yeah. And I like history. Man, I like history being made. I like
we're watching the greatest quarterback
I like
coach combo
the
of
greatest,
all time.
Exactly. I like watching the goats.
And like I've mentioned this a couple of times on the podcast. Well, I think like twice. Mm-hmm. So, that if the Patriots win, then that means that Eli is the only guy to ever beat Brady in a Super Bowl. And I think that that would be a perfect way to just keep, you know, keep history going. And then when Eli beats him next year, then, you know.
Or when Dak beats him next year.
Not going to win next year.
You don't know that. But we're going to be live streaming that game.
Yeah, we are going to. You can watch the Super Bowl with us, gang.
Yeah, you can come to our Super Bowl
You didn't
party.
Get invited to that party you were hoping to get invited to? Don't worry. Check out Facebook Live. Pastor Gravy's going to be there. And guess what? We had a heated halftime show last week, or 2 weeks ago, in the NFC Championship game. It was Chris against the Godfather, Curtis Chafin, in a heated game of tic-tac-toe. I think two heated games. We aren't going to play tic-tac-toe, but Chris and I are stepping into the octagon at halftime. So you're going to see me and Chris fight, maybe on UFC the video game, but maybe in real life. Who knows? We haven't decided yet. I've been in fighting shape. I got a gym membership, Chris. I got a couple of days to hit the gym.
You've been burning those calories.
Maybe you better start watching out.
Okay.
So you can watch that. You can watch us fight each other at halftime. Then we're going to get right back to hanging out, eating wings.
We're not going
to
watch
talking
Lady
shit.
Gaga.
Obviously. We're not going to watch Lady Gaga. I don't really care about Lady Gaga.
I like Lady Gaga. Mm. She's got some pipes, dude. She can sing.
Show me your best poker face.
You want to see my best poker face?
This is a new segment we're going to call Bad Podcasting. What's your best impression of Lady Gaga facially, though?
Just facially.
Ooh, you guys should see this. This is really good.
Doing it.
All right, here's mine.
Good. Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Alex, nicely done.
And that was bad podcasting.
Bad
podcasting.
Bad podcasting.
Right,
brought to you by Crafting.
Brought to you by Crafting. Yeah. We don't want to sponsor that one. That was
seriously.
Not a very good bit.
Don't attach our name to that next time.
So, all right, I've got the Pats winning this one.
I got the Pats winning 88-67.
That seems like it could be that. I feel like the Falcons are going to put up some points. I'm saying, like, I don't think it's going to be super high scoring. The over-under is right now at 59.
What?
59 is the over. The Falcons are the highest scoring offense in football.
Jesus.
You know, I'm going to say, I'm trying to pick a score without seeing. I feel like it's got the feeling of like a 31-27 game.
31-27. Yeah, I could buy it.
31-27.
Patriots.
Tying high scoring enough.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't think it's going to be like a 45-47 game.
You don't think so? I see.
I would love that. How awesome would it be if we had 9 touchdowns apiece or some shit like that? We just go like arena football style.
Arena football fucking lingerie league.
That'd be, I mean, I don't know. I just know arena football had like a shit ton of scoring in it. But
it'll be fun though.
Yeah, I think that'll be good. I got the Pats winning that one. I think Brady will find a way to win MVP again and then ride off into the sunset. I don't think he's going to retire, obviously. And then I think hopefully that he just bitch slaps Roger Goodell when he hands him the trophy. That's really honestly why I'm really hardcore behind the Patriots
right now.
It's going
to be awkward.
Just like, congratulations.
Everybody hates the Patriots. I feel like everybody just likes to hate.
That's exactly what it is.
It's half the reason why everybody hates the Cowboys. You know,
I'm not one of those. Like, I have a straight up reason to hate your team.
No, I agree, and yeah,
I love that other people also hate them, so I can join with them in the hate.
When like every time I talk to a girl, and ew, you like the Cowboys, cowgirls, ew, like, bitch, you've been told your entire life by your dad or your brother or whoever that you just don't like the Cowboys.
That's good teaching, though.
And then you just don't like the Cowboys. Like, it's just so stupid.
I was told that at an early age, and it stuck.
It's fucking retarded. Just the, like, automatic hate for the Cowboys. Why? I don't know. I can't name 3 players on the Cowboys, but I hate them because I was told to hate them. Fuck. I hate that. Tony Romo.
Greg Hardy's the only two words you need to say. And that's why you should hate the Cowboys.
Whatever.
I'm just bullshitting right now. But yeah, no, I understand. It is very similar. The Patriots and Cowboys, I would say, are probably the 1 and 2 least liked teams.
I saw something, somebody tweet. He's like, how awesome would it be if Tom Brady got traded to the Cowboys just to be the most hated thing in the entire universe?
I'm pretty sure he's up there right now anyways.
Well, I know, but just imagine him on the Cowboys.
Because remember, gang, it was because there were 2 of like
God,
the 12
footballs.
Can you imagine
footballs. Tom Brady and a Cowboys? I just imagine Tom Brady in a Cowboys jersey. It was pretty awesome. I got half a boner. I'm not going to lie. Go ahead.
Are you done yet? You done yet?
Yeah.
So, no, the only, I don't even remember what I was going to fucking say now, asshole.
I'm sorry, man.
Fuck.
I was thinking about the Cowboys and Tom Brady and his handsome mug.
I'm trying to, damn it, dude. You really derailed that whole thing.
How hot is Giselle?
Giselle's pretty hot.
Giselle's pretty hot.
Tom's a lucky fella.
He is a lucky fella, but Giselle's just too tall.
She's a model.
I understand
who cares?
That, but she's fucking gigantic.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. She's still hot. She's smoking hot.
Is she smoking hot?
Smoking hot.
I like the South Park bit. And even just Tom Brady's even got Giselle, even though she looks kind of like a man. How does she look like a man? She does have kind of look like a man. She's got those jawbones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. Yeah, I just don't see it. I don't see it.
No.
But
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You really ruined everything.
Was it really that important, though?
I feel like it was.
Was it?
I feel like it was.
Was
and
it?
Now,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Just gone. It's gone into the ether. No one's ever going to hear it now. But what they can hear about is how great they'd feel if they had a nice Kreftic lager or a Kreftic light. The official beer sponsor of Pass the Gravy Podcast. It's American-owned and purity brewed. It's spelled Kraftig. It's pronounced Kreftig. It's made with simply the best ingredients available to any brewer. Pure water, fine barley malt, premium brewer's yeast, and noble Alerto hops. No adjuncts like rice or corn to lower the cost or alter taste, and there's no industrial enzymes to shorten the natural brewing cycle. Just an all-natural, all-malt brewing process that uses less to give you more of what you want, which is a stronger flavor. It is at parity with the leading premium plus beer brands, and it's got a pure, fuller flavor that appeals to a variety of taste palates. It's the shit. It's the shit. It's the official beer sponsor of Pass the Gravy, like we already said. American owned, it's purity brewed. You can get it anywhere in Texas. I believe HEB is where it's mostly found at. Kreftig Lager, Kreftig Light. Check that shit out and let them know Pass the Gravy sent ya. That was cool. I don't know what we're doing. Where were we at in the podcast right now? We've been bouncing all around the place.
I mean,
no, we were talking football, right? We were talking football. You had the Patriots winning, correct?
Right.
You had the Patriots winning, and then okay. Then I guess we better move on to our. That was a pretty quick football segment, wasn't it?
Kind of.
Are you we need to hang around with football because this is our second to last.
I mean, what are we
next
do?
Last
what
football segment?
Break down some film. How do we think Tom? How many?
Well, you know, when I watch Tom Brady on a Super Bowl Sunday in February, I'm not going to blow up prop bets. Okay. That's very hacky, and everybody does that. How long will Lady Gaga sing at the halftime show? What color will her hair be? Is she going to be on the roof? Is she going to have a special guest? If she's got a special guest, is it Madonna?
All right, I'm going to make some predictions.
Is she going to say anything about Trump?
So, listen, commercials have become very pussified lately. Have you noticed this, Alex? This trend of like... all right,
with women being all of these?
We're going to do a Trump commercial, and it's about, you know, caring and feeling nice and just... It's pussy.
Honestly, any truck commercial that's not that Chevy thing was like, and you guys are all completely random.
I know.
I'm going to show you this hatchback that looks just like every other hatchback. And they're like, oh my God, you can be like a businessman / young professional.
I feel like commercials are going to get political this year, though. Like, you're going to see a lot of... Sorry.
Hey, can we turn our phones off?
I feel like everything is going to be...
Fuck you. Says a lot.
I feel like everything's just going to be very politicized. You know, coming off this election and everything.
Can we just watch football?
No, we can't. Last year we couldn't do it because Beyonce
can
was shaking her ass and
just watch
putting
football
her hands up in the air.
And not talk about the goddamn president.
But there's
going to
be one
seconds.
Commercial that pisses me off.
Do you know what one it is? Have you already seen it?
No, I've not seen it. Have you seen any Super Bowl commercials yet?
I've seen bits and pieces of them, but nothing like crazy.
So
I like to watch them. People like to watch them all before the game.
Do you remember
now.
That
I like to watch them during.
Do you remember that deleted Skittles commercial?
No.
Okay, hang on. Just fill for a second because I got to tell you the story. It's
all
the
right.
most awkward
so,
story in the
I'll
world.
I'll fill for Chris while he's looking up things right now.
So there was this commercial, this deleted Skittles commercial that I guess, I don't know if it was a couple years ago, but I was on Facebook and I was with some friends. I was at work actually, and I was talking to a group of guys and I was kind of surfing on Facebook and this video just pops up and it starts playing these sounds and it's the most awkward thing. That this is the commercial and this is playing in front of everybody and everybody slowly looks at me like, what the fuck is on your
I can see why I
can
you
see
why.
Can you imagine my like, oh shit, is porn on my phone?
You've got a towel with possible
exactly
in
that probably didn't help your case.
Exactly. But basically this deleted Skittles commercial, I don't know if it's real or not, but it's just these two guys fucking and finally the guy finishes all over her face and it's just Skittles just blowing all over her face. And I think the tagline is share the rainbow, taste the rainbow. And you can just imagine my embarrassment when everybody kind of looks up and they're hearing.
So what you say is share the rainbows, taste the rainbow. It was banned because of sex, right?
Obviously. You heard what I was just playing.
Spin zone. Maybe it was pro gay rights.
Who knows?
Share the rainbow.
I'm
just saying. See the great thing about the spin zone here, gang guys, is you find the positive in every
everything. Can you remember your favorite Super Bowl commercial from like recent history?
I remember as a little kid thinking that weather was fucking hilarious. Like I lost my shit watching that, and I believe it debuted in the Falcons Broncos Super Bowl.
How about that?
If my mind serves me correctly.
I don't like Super Bowl commercials. I think they're a waste of time and money.
I don't like Super Bowl commercials when people watch them early now. I don't like that they're released early. You should not see the commercials until they fucking air.
I love Super Bowl commercials.
I like watching them during the Super Bowl, but then I hate when you're stuck with, these are the guys, ads we're going to see for the next 6 months.
I hate the guys who are like, oh, I'm just watching football. Super Bowl Sunday is all about football. I can't enjoy anything else but football. And I'm like, no, the commercials are good too. Like, they do a good job with the commercials.
I hate people
now
that say they just watch it for the commercials.
I do hate those guys.
Who are you?
I do hate those guys. But,
do you just read reader? Like, do you? I only go to the dentist for the magazine.
Exactly, right?
Fuck you. Who the fuck do you think you're? Oh, well, you know. I like you watch commercials? You watch ads? Do you just sit on YouTube all day? You're like, I'm not going to watch this music video. I'm watching this ad right now. Oh, this is good.
Right.
What kind of person are you?
And how does that even work? Are you just coming back to the TV every time you go to a commercial break?
Says a lot.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Or spin zone. They're all women, and they're cooking for us while we're watching the game. Boom. They're trying to find the positive when there's negatives, guys. Just looking at things. Saying stuff. Anything else?
That's about it, man. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. We're going to eat some good food.
You guys, Facebook Live with us. Pass the Gravy Podcast on Facebook. It'll be fun, and you want to see me and Chris fight. Right? In the octagon.
On a video game.
On a video game that we have created custom players for. I'm going to make Chris make a black guy.
Half black.
Half black guy.
Mulatto.
Mulatto? Milano?
Mulatto.
Melania?
No.
What? Who? Where? How the? What the? Horton here's a... Who the?
Did I tell you there was a story about Ivanka Trump yelling out, I want to fuck a mulatto?
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah, well, she's apparently yelling out, I want to fuck a mulatto. And I like raising my hand, like I'm right over here, babe.
Yeah, if you fucked the president's wife, you would be killed.
The president's daughter, Ivanka.
Same thing. He said she's hot, right? It's like he wants to date her. Let's get right into Not Cool then.
Okay.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
What do you got for us for Not Cool, buddy?
I thought of this one, and I'm kind of proud of it because I forgot about this. This happened on Wednesday.
Because he didn't bring a comeback kid in.
Yeah.
Didn't bring a spin zone in.
Fuck you, Alex.
I'm just saying. Right? Just pointing out facts.
So I got into a car accident, Alex, the other day. Wednesday, I guess it was. Yeah, it was exactly like that. So I stopped at a stoplight. It wasn't even a car accident. So I stopped at a stoplight, and I get a text, and I check the text. Like I should not do, and I take my foot off the gas, off the brake, and I just kind of tap into this car in front of me. And
not paying attention
this
behind
is
the
my,
wheel.
This
sounds like Chris.
But this is my not cool, Alex, because when I tapped the lady, I was like on the feeder road on I-10. She got out of her car, and she comes up to my window. I roll my window down, and the first thing she says to me, she looks at me, and she's like, what did you do that for? And I'm like, bitch.
Did you say it, please?
I wish you would have. But like, I just kind of, it was.
That would have been a very black thing. Bitch! Before you say something, fuck you.
Oh, man.
I'll hit your car if I want to hit your goddamn car.
I just kind of said, oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at my phone and I just, whatever. Let's pull into this parking lot. But my thing is, do you think I hit your car on purpose? Like, yes. Do you think I'm out to get you? Are you some kind of victim? And do you think I've been eyeballing you for like 10 miles now and I've been waiting for us to stop so I can hit your car? What? Why did I do that? I thought that was the weirdest response to something.
Yeah, a little bit.
Isn't that kind of
weird? A little bit.
I was totally like thrown off by that. Like, she put her hands up as if like, what does this mean? Like, what did you do that for? Why did you do that? And I'm like, bitch, it's a fucking fender bender. It happens, okay? It happens, you fucking cunt. So we swap information. I just got an email from my insurance people, actually. And yeah, that's my not cool. I mean, obviously, it's my fault, obviously, and my not cool is me, you know, getting into a car accident. But more so,
was she cunty the rest of the way, or was she just kind of like?
She wasn't cunty. She was just annoyed. You know how anybody else would be. But just the first, just the reaction, the automatic, this guy did this to me on purpose kind of thing. I know she doesn't think I did it on purpose. It's just weird. I got thrown off by the. Why did you do that?
It's interesting, and like hopefully you never have to be in this situation. But like when people do get in like those minor accidents that are not like dangerous or mm-hmm. scary and shit like that, like it is weird how people handle those situations because right. there's the guy that stays in the like I've the seen the guy that the stays guy... in the car won't get out of the car and like worst. You have to like, knock and he's like they like, roll the window just enough to hand you he's like dude do you think I'm gonna fucking stab you right. like come on man.
The worst is the guys who are both outside of their cars assessing the damage and they're on the freeway and they're blocking up traffic. Those are the worst. Those
without
the guys...
yeah without trying to move it right. like, and, we can and, both and by drive the way, it.
It's like it's totally fine. It's a fender bender.
Yeah, and it's never like anything serious. It's right. always no. like dude this like your taillight's out.
I think people think it's a crime scene. They think that they can't move and they gotta wait for the police to arrive.
Do you ever wait when you see wrecks?
Do I ever what?
Are you like the witness guy that waits?
Oh, no. I fucking got shit to do.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
I'm glad you're like that.
Well, I just talked about the people who drop everything and go to a protest. I don't have
right,
time
no,
to
but
protest.
There are people that do that, though. And like, well, I was part of this. I'm like, well, you're cool. I'm out. I'm not a witness then.
Yeah. Yeah. That annoys me. Have you ever been in an accident?
Yeah.
Other than the, you know.
Yeah, I've been one time I had an 1994 Danger Ranger and I was driving it up to Huntsville to go back to college from the radio station.
White man's automobile.
Yeah, it is. And there was, on 45, it cut down from 4 lanes to 2 lanes and it was mm-hmm. kind of bottlenecked. Mm-hmm. And so I had to kind of slam on my brakes to slow down. And this car stopped all of a sudden. And then the girl behind me, I guess, had to slam on her brakes. And then this SUV behind her just didn't slow down at all. Ran into her. Yeesh. She hit me. I hit the car in front of me. The car in front of me hit the car in front of it.
Then
that car, the SUV, backed up. Black GMC backs up, gets in the other lane, and tries to drive off. And I was just like, fuck no. Uh-uh. Daddy didn't catch up to the car, but I did catch his license plate. And the cops got there. Like, I got his license. Whoa. I got his license. I know exactly what it looks like. I got it. Fuck this guy. And I was like, have you guys gotten a hold of the dude yet? Have you like, we've reprimanded the suspect.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We've reprimanded.
Good for you.
And I was just like, it's probably a big...
Looking vigilante.
GMC SUV that has a huge fucking dent.
Huge.
Like it hit a huge car.
God, you actually say huge.
I do.
Like
I'm an American citizen. That's how I talk now because our president talks like that.
But you...
Huge. I talk like this. Everyone should talk
then?
Like this. Houston. Texas. Home of the Houston Texans.
Thank you.
Houston. Huge. So I got that. I had that happen. And then one time I got in a fender bender kind of. I was at a red light and I don't know if the lady just didn't stop on time, but she tapped my back of my car. And so I kind of looked back and was like, all right, hey, pull into this church. And so then I pulled up again and then she pulled up and hit me again, like tapped me again.
God.
And I was like, did you hit me twice?
Jesus.
And then I remember like, you know, when you deal with somebody that you don't know, like a stranger in right. a weird situation like that. And you're like, all right, I can't take you seriously anymore. She got out with her little fucking lap dog and then reaches back in the fucking front seat, pulls out another. She had two little fucking lap dogs.
God.
Like you can't have two lap. You can't have dog. Like, I don't care if you have your dog in your car. That's cool. You'll fucking have your dogs on your fucking lap. That's how you run into people twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you hit me. But I was like, then you hit me again. She's like, I'm so sorry. At least, like, I mean, what's the second one, right? And I was like, no, except like it dented it now.
We were talking about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia at the top of the show. Do you remember the episode when Dennis was eating cereal and he got into the car accident? They had the jury. And he's like, what? I was eating cereal while driving. What's so weird about that? What do you mean, what's so weird about that? You're eating cereal while you're driving. It was the... God, I'm telling you, man, that show, man, it's about 4 clicks away from South Park. Obviously, South Park is the funnier show, but It's Always Sunny is not far off. What's your not cool, Alex?
I got a couple not cools for you, buddy. Well, let me just, like, first and foremost, Super Bowl traffic, not very cool.
No.
It's not cool. It's an easy one. Everybody was going to go with that one.
Right, obviously.
That's just the mail it in.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike you, Chris, I don't just mail them in. I don't just mail them in. I pack the whole not cool here. Bicyclists not obeying lights. This is a good one that I have that I know that you can relate to. So the other day I was coming back home and I had the right of way. I had a green light. I was going straight. Obviously, the other lane, the other side of the street, did not have a left turn signal. Some biker fella just felt like, you know, I'm a bicyclist. I don't really have to. I don't really have to obey this. I would have killed this guy. Like literally, had I not had to slam on my brakes, I would have killed him.
And you know, you would have been in the right. You would have not spent a day in jail under my America because
I would have probably just driven off.
Roads
honestly,
are for.
I was
cars.
Thinking about it.
In 2017, roads are for cars.
I was like, would I have stopped? Would I have backed off and just been like, I'm out. Hey, did you drive in front of a car that was going 60? Because I wasn't going 60, but like, did you drive in front of a car right. going 40 down a road? You probably shouldn't do that. You're on a bike.
You're right.
You don't have I don't know if you know what these airbag things do. Mm-hmm. You don't have those, so don't do that. Don't play with fate.
That's been my not cool at least twice.
But just that made me think of you because I was like, God damn it, dude. Yeah. What are you doing?
Fucking bikers.
Honked
bikers
and just
are the
didn't
worst.
Give a shit. Didn't give a shit. Didn't acknowledge it.
Horn.
Didn't even look back.
You have to lay on that horn.
I'm a biker. Good thing I got my spandex on.
How old are you, dude?
That spandex didn't help. Spandex didn't
help
your time.
Alex, please don't ever be a guy because I know you're into fitness right now and the working out. Please don't be that guy who rides a bicycle.
Chris, I'm not a guy that does annoying things to people. And that's the most annoying thing. I don't want to block traffic on a busy road.
That's why I respect you.
Oh, there's two lanes. Hey! If I just get on this, what is the normal speed? 40 miles an hour? I bet if a bike gets there, no one's going to notice. Oh, they all notice and now everybody hates me. Oh, shit. You should be allowed to hit one bicyclist a year.
One?
At least. Well, everybody should get one. That's fair.
I think it should be minimum one. You have to
You should get to hit one and get away with it.
Okay. Oh, I can't. I like it.
Like, yeah, but he was on a bike. Okay.
All right.
Judge is like, yep, you're right. That's what. How many of this? This is your first one this year? Good. All right. Hey, you were cutting it close. It was right at the end of last year. You had December last year. Mm-hmm. Now you're in January. Mm-hmm. Maybe don't do this again.
Seriously.
Now you got a while. You got to go 11 months without having this happening. Okay, cool. But I feel like you should get a pass.
I agree.
Especially when they're driving like a dick. So that was one of my not cools. Another not cool. Chris Hogan. Not interviewing Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan had an interview scheduled with...
It wasn't an interview. I was
the
gonna go
Chris
to
Hogan
media,
from
I
the Patriots.
I was going to go to media day.
Didn't pull through for us.
Well, Alex, I had to wake up super
You had a chance
early.
To drive content to Pass the Gravy.
Oh,
put us on the map.
Go.
Super Bowl week. You could put Pass the Gravy on the map, and you didn't. Because you wanted sleep?
Yeah, I had to get up. Had to be at work at 4 in the morning. And the Patriots didn't get to Minute Maid until 8.
Well.
Or they didn't get there until 7. I don't think they went on the field until like 8:30. It simply wasn't worth it.
Oh, what'd you say? I was just hearing excuses. What?
It was.
What? What'd you say? You just.
I'm not going
to
have
You had a chance to help grow the podcast a little bit, but you didn't. Because you could have interviewed Chris Hogan and be like, hey, here's a sticker. My favorite podcast. Maybe you should check it out and be like, oh, fucking, I love podcasts.
I don't have stickers.
I can hook you up with stickers. I would have hooked you up if you'd gone last night, but you didn't.
I didn't know this
you
was
didn't.
A Pass
you
the
bailed.
Gravy thing. I thought this was a radio station.
Well,
thing.
It would have been a Pass the Gravy thing because we would have fucking played it on
you
Pass the
Gravy.
You
can't just piggyback your podcast on my
I can't. I'm doing that with everything I do now. We're going downtown for work, but we're fucking getting Pass the Gravy shit done. I'll tell you that much because that's what I do. I'm a multifaceted guy, the kind of guy. I'm looking in every single direction. I'm working with every team right here.
I hear you.
All right, another not cool. I'm going to go back to Chopped. I've been watching some Chopped over the last week. They had this special like Bobby Flay edition Chopped. So basically Bobby Flay is a judge for three of the Chopped rounds. Now you get the appetizer, you do, and then they eliminate somebody. They chop someone, if I may. Mm-hmm. Then you have the entree, and then the dessert. And then that's when you chop everybody as they go. Then you got the one guy left. This version of Chopped, you had three guys instead of four to start. And then when you eliminated the second person, Bobby Flay fights the last person. And it's like, Bobby Flay was just a judge for the last three rounds.
It's not fair.
Seems like he knows your weaknesses. And Bobby Flay wins every goddamn time. Even though, like, first off, you can't judge 100% on Chopped because you don't taste the food. So you're not really sure how it tastes. But I can see. I'm a good visual taster, as they say,
sure.
on the Food Network. And I saw a couple of dishes of Bobby Flay's I didn't think were as good as his challengers, and Bobby Flay wins every time. So it's like, why have Chopped Bobby Flay edition if Bobby Flay's just never going to lose? Let's create some drama. Let's have him lose a couple times.
I don't know. I got to see the show to really...
It's a real shit show.
Is it a shit show?
Not really. It's a cool show.
It's a cool show.
a little disappointing when Bobby Flay wins every single time.
I can't comment.
Okay, well, that's my not cool. Those are my not cools. I brought four in. What'd you do?
Wow, one? Alex, I'm starting to feel like you don't appreciate
it. I'm just saying. Says a lot about you. Your work ethic, okay. Lackluster. Let's step it up. Let's step it up. I thought 2017 was the year of the gravy. Doesn't seem like it right now.
The year of the gravy.
Seems like it's the year of the gravy for me. I came prepared. All right, I guess before we get into the answers segment, why don't I tell you guys about the Amazon banner at pastthegravypod.com. You want to buy some stuff, don't go straight to Amazon. Go to pastthegravypod.com. Click play on the podcast. Check that out a little bit. And then, you know, you can go and click our little Amazon banner. It takes you right to Amazon. You buy your stuff through there. They just want to know that we create a little bit of traffic from our website to theirs. They give us a teeny tiny little kickback. We do not pocket any of that. We immediately turn around and pay website fees and server space hosting fees. All of that. Keep the podcast free. And it's just it's a good way for you to actually not have to spend money or donate money to us while you're buying other shit anyway. So it's like, I mean, you would have, it doesn't affect you at all. It literally costs you one extra click, which is no money. So if you like the podcast, then do that and share with a friend. Maybe you want to go on iTunes, review us a 5-star rating, give us a roast us, if you may, and we'll read that eventually. So thanks, guys. And Amazon banner at pastgreypod.com. Now it's answers. I feel like this podcast has been 9 hours long.
How long are we at?
Not that long. Not that long. I don't know why it feels so long. But that's what she said. And,
Well, if you just answered the question. Why don't you just answer the question? Be honest. No big deal. Yeah, answer. Answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Yep. My question.
Answers, 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 answers,
All right, let's lead off with our boy Sean Comets coming out the gate. He says, corduroys, ribbed for your pleasure? Get it? I see what he's doing. They get it ribbed for her pleasure,
right.
With their pleasure in this day and age.
Corduroys are ribbed.
They are ribbed on the outside, but I would say if it was ribbed for your pleasure, wouldn't it be
I've not had a pair of corduroys in a long while.
I had a pair of corduroy jeans.
Jeans?
Yeah.
Corduroy jeans?
Well, I guess I call them corduroy jeans.
Oh, okay.
I would wear them like I would jeans. I have gray ones, and I believe I have black ones.
I need to get a pair of corduroys.
They're nice. They're nice.
Keep
and,
you warm.
Yeah, I would say that they aren't, though, because if they were ribbed for your pleasure, they'd be on the inside. You know, ribbed for her pleasure is because it's on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the corduroys are still on the outside. Now, if you got double corduroys, you got the inside corduroy, too, then it's ribbed for
double
your pleasure.
Double ply corduroy.
Ribbed for everyone's pleasure, really.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
Ribbed for his pleasure. Like you said, they got to be ribbed on the inside for
your pleasure.
For my pleasure. So I'm still going to say ribbed for her pleasure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you can do that thing where she kind of sits like on your lap.
Yeah.
She's feeling that
yep.
rib. You know what I mean?
Dude, I bet strippers fucking love corduroys.
Oh, yes.
We got to go. This is what we're doing Super Bowl weekend.
What's that?
We're going to strip club.
Absolutely.
With corduroys.
With corduroys.
And then we're going to see if these bitches be all over us.
Absolutely.
Good thinking, right?
Good thinking.
Now we got a plan. Now we got a plan. We're going to Facebook Live it if we can. Probably not. We'll probably get kicked out, but we'll try it. We'll see what we can do. All right, Adam Joginder. I'm not even going to. I think it's Joginder. He says,
why do we get the weirdest names?
I have
names?
Why? Like, everybody that listens to us has a four. Like, do we have any Smiths?
Yeah, where are the Joneses?
What about Comets? Comets is pretty easy to say.
I mean, it's very Jewy, but still.
We got a Woodley and a Sternberg and a Carlito.
Carlito's way. Love that Pacino.
Adam Joginder says, and this was, I found out why we picked this question. This is a good one. Keystone Pipeline or Key Lime Pie?
Oh, Keystone Pipeline. I don't like key lime pie.
You what? You would take a pipeline over a pie?
I would take jobs, my good boy.
I want a pie. Oh, you don't think bakers have jobs? Spin zone right there.
More
boom.
Jobs for the Keystone
boom. Oh,
well,
there's lots of bakers that are probably kept in business with their key lime pies, right?
Rejuvenize our economy. Key lime pie is like lemon meringue pie. First of all, I don't like acidic pies. Key lime pie and lemon meringue pies are very acidic. Key lime pie, lemon meringue pie, and chocolate pie. They're basically just chocolate pudding, or they're just pudding on a pie crust with a little whipped cream. It's not very pie-y to me.
You know, I'm going to go pie on this one, though. Okay. I'm going to go because I think the Keystone Pipeline, you know, it's going over native land now. It could rupture. I don't know. I'm really just going off of
access.
That's the same thing.
No.
I don't know. They're very similar to me. To me, they're very similar. I just know that pipelines are the pipelines are the goddamn devil now, Chris. Pipelines are bad these days.
I know.
And that's what I've been taught. So that's what I'm going to just assume. We're staying away from pipelines. Everybody likes pies. Nobody likes pipelines. I'm going to go pie over pipeline on that one.
Okay.
You're going to go pipeline. Bold move. Bold move. That's where Chris stands, guys. Wants to kill the environment. Next week, we'll be talking about fracking.
Exactly. Alex will explain to you what that is.
Nope. Don't know what it is. Hey, we like dig and ruin water, right? That's kind of what it is. That's loosely what I'm guessing.
Right.
Mac Woodley says, Green Eggs and Ham, quirky and fun kids book, or dangerous propaganda that encourages children to eat spoiled food?
Propaganda?
Well, I mean, like, they're trying to get you to eat your green eggs and ham. Sam I Am.
Sam I Am. I don't like them.
He doesn't want them with a mouse. He doesn't want them in a house. He doesn't want them with a fox or in a box. On a train or a plane. Or in the rain. Honestly, like, how many times has homeboy got to say, I don't want green eggs and ham? And they're like, wait.
What about on a train?
They're a little spoiled, though. They're a little spoiled. Like, what if that's really what he's trying to say?
I remember eating green eggs and ham as a kid.
My mom would just put food cut. Yeah, dude. You're like, yeah, I mean, green eggs are so cool. It's like Dr. Seuss is right here breakfast with me. I mean, we introduced the spin zone.
Mm-hmm.
Spin room. I like spin zone. I think we're going to go spin zone. We introduced the spin zone this week. And I would say, Mac, you really introduced a spin zone for us right here. Like, is it just a quirky kid? Fun kids book? A lot of people think so. But when he looks at it this way, it's propaganda that's encouraging us to eat spoiled food. That green eggs and ham, without that food coloring, Chris, that's not good, you know? And we didn't ever hear anything about putting food coloring in this green eggs and ham.
No.
According to Theodore Geisel.
I was just going to ask if you knew his real name.
Theodore Geisel. A.K.A. Dr. Seuss. A.K.A. Slim Thug. A.K.A. Ghostface Killer.
Ghostface Killer.
Seuss isn't dead. He's Ghostface Killer.
Obviously.
Yeah, you know, I really think that
he goes by the Seuss.
You've given me a pretty solid spin zone here where it might encourage some children to eat spoiled food. And because of that, I got to say green eggs and ham is a dangerous propaganda. What say you, Chris?
I'm going to have to agree.
Yeah, finally. I don't like finally.
I don't like the idea of the little kids getting just sick.
What do these kids are going to think? They can eat all things green. Most stuff that's green, you probably shouldn't. I mean, like, meat-wise, I would say, at least. Right. Proteins, you don't want to eat green proteins.
Obviously.
But, yeah, you don't want to touch a green egg. That's pretty gross. And ham? There's some bacteria on that bad boy. Good question, Mac. All right, Jeff Sternberg writes in and says, least manly sports injury. A pinky sprain?
Mm.
A pinky toe sprain?
Mm.
Or an earlobe sprain? Didn't know you could sprain the earlobe. So I'm going to have to go with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, what do you need your ears for? Like, were you using your earlobe for a lot of things? What's going on?
Turf toe is real.
It is real. Groin injuries.
Real.
I always made fun of them. I was like, dude, just, like, grab your balls. Get used to it. Nope, not fun at all to have this. What is the worst injury you've had? Like, biggest bitch
hamstring.
During football?
Mm-hmm.
I had, so one time my friend had, I bought this really cheap, really shitty bass from my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'll buy
bass guitar.
Yeah, bass guitar. He's like, okay, the only thing is it doesn't have a bridge on it. So I was like, fuck, I can make a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Found a comb. And I was like, I'm just going to cut this comb and then put the strings on it and make a little bridge with this comb piece. It was a foolproof plan. Except I used the pocket knife that didn't have the lock thing. So it comes and it cut my finger.
Oh, no.
And it swole up like some bitch.
Yes.
And it was bleeding pretty bad, and I had to get stitches on it, and I was out for 2 weeks of football because I had stitches in my finger.
Yeah,
My pointer finger. And that was the biggest bitch injury. Like, why aren't you playing Middleton? I got stitches in my finger. What'd you do? I cut it with a knife. Trying to do what? Trying to cut a comb. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna go stand over here in the back.
I don't know. The only injury I ever really had was the hamstring.
Well,
that was it.
Well, Yeah, I would say that an earlobe. I've never heard of anybody pulling an earlobe or spraining an earlobe.
Pulling an earlobe.
But yeah, pinky toe. It seems like it could be sprained. A pinky sprain could definitely happen, but an earlobe sprain, you're not. That's the least manly.
Absolutely.
One of all, I would say for sure. And Justin Carlito weighs in. He says, best boat names? ? So we just got to come up with some boat names.
Jenny.
I think I saw one the other day on Reddit. There was D's Knots.
D's Knots.
D's Knots. That was good. That was a good one. Yeah, I don't really know a lot about boat names. Titanic 2, I think, would be a solid one.
Seize the day. S-E-A-S.
The day. Okay.
I'm looking them up online. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, Chris, you're running everything.
I know.
But don't pull back the curtain yet. They can't know.
Fish and Chicks.
Fish and Chicks. I don't know about that.
Full of Semen.
Ha! Ha! Ladies, take a break. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about.
Masturbator.
Yeah, I mean, I probably should have thought more about this question.
I always, like, it's... So, when I was in junior high, my friend's dad had a boat, and he had a boathouse, and every few, you know, whatever, like, every summer, we'd spend a couple weekends out on the boat, in the boathouse. And that was always... Man, if I could ever get a boat, that's when I know I've made it. That's...
Yeah,
that's when
it's
I'm
a good...
Done.
It's a good...
Like, that's my cut...
Status
if I can get a boat in a boathouse, then I'm done... I've reached
like, yeah,
my
and
goal.
A boat house. If yeah, I got a house yes, that is dedicated right. solely to my boat,
and like,
then I'm
his
balling.
Situation, my friend's situation, wasn't really necessarily a boat house. Like, you think of a boat house, you think of American Pie 2.
Right.
Or whatever, where they're on the house on the beach, the kind of thing.
With a boat.
With a boat. But they just had like a little condo near a body of water, and it was, you know, it was the boat house. And it was cool.
All right, I got one.
What's that?
Don't you want some boaty to love?
Wow.
That's a stretch.
Some boaty to love.
But that seems like it'd be a very long
very
name
long.
On it. But it's fun once you read it all, though, right?
Obviously.
Right?
Obviously. Yeah, I've always wanted a boat. I don't know what kind of boat.
I want a boat, but like I wouldn't know what to do with a boat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I would just be like,
I don't know if I want a sailboat or a speedboat. I feel like I like sailing, but sailing is like golfing where you gotta learn a lot about it.
You also
it.
Gotta have wind.
Also gotta have wind. We don't need it. I mean, that's what the sail is for.
When you don't have wind?
You don't need wind. You can still get out on
You know what sailing is?
I understand like, that, but you can
have
still
the wind
get out.
Blows
you can,
the sails.
You can still get out on the boat and not have wind.
But you can't get back a lot of times. I don't know. I'm not a sailor.
Yeah, so what happens if it's a windy day and then night hits and it's not so windy? What, are you just stranded out there? No.
You got a motor on that boat?
Yeah,
maybe some
exactly,
paddles?
Exactly, exactly.
But if you're a traditional sailist, as I say, which I obviously
sailist.
Know so much about.
clearly.
I'm a purist, if I may.
if I may. Should be
yeah,
the name of this podcast, if I may.
If I may.
If I may.
I feel like if you didn't have wind, how would you go? Like,
I mean, there's ways.
You're defeating the purpose of the boat.
I get it.
Do you go in a paddle boat and use rows? No, you don't. It's a goddamn paddle boat. Do you go in a sailboat and not use a sail? What are you crazy?
But there's always wind in the sea. That's why we get waves and shit.
What if you're on a lake?
Let's end this. I'm
spin
done.
Zone.
Spin zone.
Spin zone right there, huh? Yeah? No? You got nothing for me? Okay, cool. Well. Spin Zone. I'm going to use this chance to tell you guys to maybe go review us on iTunes. That'd be awesome. Share us with a friend. That's how we grow. We really appreciate all of you guys writing into us. If you want to submit some questions for the answer segment, you can tweet them to us at PassageWayPod. I am at Alex J. Middleton. Chris is at ChrisHogan82. Or you can email them to us, PassageWayPod@gmail.com. This has been episode 159. And you got anything else, big guy?
No.
No?
If I can, I'm surprised you didn't mention this, but Barstool Sports, they're doing their thing in Houston. I suggest everybody go watch their little deal on
We're
going to
go Thursday night, Kirby's Ice House. Go out there and meet us, guys.
Yeah.
We'll bring Pass the Gravy stickers. We'll give you free stickers and shit if you come out there and meet us. We're going to be there. It's 11 p.m. Eastern or Western.
Yep.
And at Alex J. Middleton, at Chris Hogan 82, at Pass the Gravy Pod. Review us on iTunes, guys. Talk to you next week. Pass the Gravy. Bitches! I'm dream.
There are not enough women in late night. I remember a couple years ago seeing like a...
Well, yeah, they got to put the kids to bed.